Touch My Hair. We got B here.
I'm Wes Dayton.
And I'm TJ.
So we wanted to come to you guys with some fun, interesting kind of quirks and things that we think about when it comes to relationships or work life or just things that people that can relate to us about, right?
Yeah. I'm asking the first question. Okay, so we're going to start off with a little quick drinking game. You know, kind of get everybody moving, get the questions rolling. So the first question is, have you ever been cheated on?
Yes.
Drink to it. If you've
golly.
Been cheated. All right.
You ain't never been cheated?
I haven't been in a relationship like that. Like, to be cheated. Second question.
Yeah.
Never have I ever cheated on someone.
I've never. I'm loyal.
Me either.
You know me. I'm toxic, but I am loyal. Yeah. Okay. What's the next one? You got the last one?
Yeah.
Never have I been the cheatee, the one that someone has cheated on with.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to drink to that one. Where's the That ain't my responsibility, though. You know.
Wes has to take a shot to that.
That wasn't my fault, though. Because, one, they didn't tell me.
Yep.
Two, it's not my responsibility to have morals for someone else's shorty, so.
Wow.
You'll
talk to your girl about that one, bro.
You'll learn a little bit more about Wes Dayton as we go on through these podcasts and kind of get all of our backsides.
Wes Dayton, a.k.a. the pettiest nigga alive.
Yeah. All right. Big
facts. So, let's just start off. I know we kind of asked the question. Oh, I still got to take a shot.
Yeah, drink up, buddy.
I ain't running. So, just the first question. What is considered cheating?
I think it's... that's such a broad question.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it definitely depends on the person. I mean, there's things that I don't like. There's, like, micro-cheating, and there's, like, full-on, you know... Cheating.
What's micro-cheating? I never heard of
micro cheating. It's kind of like, you know, maybe like getting somebody's number, sliding someone's DMs, just kind of things that aren't necessarily physical or emotional yet, but they have intent behind them.
So what if I'm like, what if she posts her dog? Like, let's say a girl posts a like prints on it. I'm like, oh, cute dog. What you doing?
Why you gotta ask what she's
right,
doing?
Yeah.
That's not cheating. That's harmless, ain't it?
Okay, so yeah, well, I mean, I guess we'll have to get into that. We've got a couple subtopics to kind of get into what we define as cheating or what isn't cheating. So we can kind of start with social media if you guys want to kick that off. The do's and don'ts of social media for me.
Oh, that's a big one. Yeah. I feel like social media is such a big thing for us. Yeah. I think that's kind of where a lot of cheating is bred from, especially in this generation. I think it's a lot of DMing, liking pics. Just kind of going out of your way to make sure that girl or guy knows that you're there. But then you'd be like, well, I'm not really cheating. Like, he'll be like, well, I didn't sleep with her. Yeah, but it's like you're doing things that would make you sleep with her.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that's...
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But I say this. Females are worse than guys when it comes to this, especially with social media, because... They don't always, they post stuff to get attention from guys other than their boyfriend.
Are you talking about the ones in relationships or
both?
Out of relationships?
Both.
So you're saying just because a girl posts a bikini picture that she wants to cheat on her boyfriend?
Not necessarily cheat, but she's looking for attention. Like, a female doesn't look to cheat. Like, females don't look to cheat. They do it because a need isn't being met. You know what I'm saying?
So it's emotional.
Yeah, like they cheat. Women emotional. And men cheat very differently. Like when men cheat, it's purely instinct. Like, I just want to get a nut off. Like, when females cheat, like, they're looking to hurt. They're looking to.
No.
Yeah,
no,
I'm not saying necessarily on, hurt.
To hurt.
To hurt.
Females are so spiteful.
It's emotional. It's an emotional thing. You're not meeting.
I think it's
emotionally. A lot of females will cheat
because
they're.
Yeah, because maybe their guy isn't giving them what they need, but instead of cheating, they need to get out of that. I mean. But that doesn't necessarily mean, oh, I just want to get back at my dude.
Yeah, no. It is emotional.
Yeah,
but
even back
say
to
that
the, yeah.
Necessarily to hurt. That's a little drastic.
That's one of the reasons. That's one. Okay. I'm not saying it's always a reason. You know, they're not being loved the right way. You know, they're not getting enough attention, yeah. Or they just spiteful.
Maybe they're skeptical. Their boyfriend's not doing it.
But
well, even back to like the social media. I mean, I think like, you know, a lot of people I hear argue like, oh, I just liked her picture. Like, it's just a like, chill out. But like, if you're going, you know, 8 months, 7 months back right. in liking three pictures to get someone's attention. Yeah. I think there's intent behind that. Yeah, that's not just a like.
Yeah. Why are you all the way back yeah. in August of 2019?
Like, but you just followed her yesterday. Like,
yeah,
okay. Yep. Something not adding up.
But I feel like that's something that Wes would do. And he'd just be like, well, I'm just showing her love. Like, I'm yeah. just showing her page
just,
love.
What if it was a nice picture? Okay. I think I was just showing her page some love.
But why are you all the way back in June of right. last year?
Mm-hmm.
Back in when she graduated from high school, and now she's in college.
Like, I got to see the progress. Oh, yeah. I got to see the progress. Okay. So
do you yep. think, like, commenting, like, heart eyes on a another girl or guy's picture, is that crossing the line?
If you got
if you're in a relationship.
Oh, yeah, that's crossing the line. Because if you willing to publicly...
That's what I'm saying.
Publicly.
Because you're not about to make me look goofy.
Put that out yeah. there. Now, DM. But, like, if you publicly
trying to make it.
Yeah, known, because then I got to hear from B talking about.
That's different. Because now yeah. you just don't care. You're reckless. you're reckless.
Yeah. Like,
I would say I've definitely dealt with a guy like that before, though.
Yeah.
That has been with a girl and has commented on my social media yeah. posts, like, hard eyes. Yep. I've been saying stuff. But then you go back and they're like, well, I'm not even really with her. Like, we just live together.
Yep. Always trying to downplay something.
I know a lot of fake relationship guys.
No! Oh, God.
Like
what does that mean?
Yeah.
Bro, like, I know a dude who, his girl was wanting to post her. She's like, why do you never post me on your story?
Okay.
You never post me on your Instagram and yep. stuff. So he posts her finally. And... he blocks every girl he knows from the story.
So no one else can see it.
Yeah, okay. Like, it's the stuff like that. Like, they'll yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's toxic. Thing. See, yeah, no.
That's
if my
toxic.
Man's not posting me, if I'm going around his friends and he's acting like I'm just a friend, no. No.
Right.
No, I know
toxic.
My place. I'm out.
I'm toxic, but that seems like a lot of work. I'd rather
it
just,
is.
I'd rather just flip it on you and be like, damn, like, why you always sweat me? Like, we don't even need to go there. And then start an argument and then leave.
Wow.
I'll be
okay.
Way. Instead of, that's too much work to block it. To block a bunch of people from your Instagram story? That seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, yeah. No, for
but
sure.
But I don't do that. Cause I'm
well, I've
do
got
that.
Another question
oh,
for
what?
You guys. I got another question. So, let's say Wes is out with the boys, drunkenly out.
I already know where this
accidentally
is
kisses some girl at the bar. Is that cheating? But he doesn't remember it. He doesn't remember it, but it happened. He kissed another girl when he was drunk. Is that cheating or is it not? Or is it okay?
It's not okay, but I would say, like, if you're putting yourself in that position to drink so much where you black out and you know you're in a committed relationship, what are you doing?
Yeah,
that's different. Like, because if my girl were to go out, black out, and kiss a dude, like, I wouldn't be cool with that. And then from that point on, the trust is lost. So,
but,
like,
yeah,
it's tough.
Nope.
And once the trust is lost, it's hard.
Right, yeah, because I want you to go out with your boys, have a good time. But if I can't even trust you going out one night without kissing somebody, you definitely ain't going on that Florida trip. I'm out of the whole state.
Miami's
I'm out of the whole
canceled.
Different state.
Miami's canceled.
No.
Okay, speaking of trips, because yeah. I always wonder this, and some of you fellas, y'all know what I'm talking about. Do bachelor and bachelorette parties count as cheating?
Okay, what's taking place at these parties? Like, the strippers and all that, or, like, what's going on?
I've never been married
nah.
or been to a bachelor party of that type of environment.
So I'll say this. If you get a hall pass, I get a hall pass, and we just don't talk about it.
Yeah, don't. I agree with that.
You agree with it?
Don't
okay,
ever
so
talk
who
about
are, we,
it
are we hooking up with somebody? Like, what's going on?
We
back to the bachelor
party.
TJ needs to know.
I'm going to have to take a shot to that. I don't know what y'all talking about. So no. You're saying, like, you go out, you know, man, like, we've got a stripper at the club or whatever, she's dancing on you. Like, for me, that's not cheating me. I'm gonna be right next to you. We can go to strip club together, and, like, she can shake butt on both of us. But,
I like that.
I love strip
clubs. You know what I mean? Yeah, we'll be
clubs.
Looking together. That's
yep.
what I'm saying. Like, that's
and
fine
with
me.
And you come home with me. So
yeah.
And I'm gonna see how much money you're spending on her.
Yeah, it's a show. Yeah, shoot, let me smack her ass too while we at it.
But but what I'm saying is, like, so everybody gets their last hurrah. Sure, like you said, I don't want to know about it. Mm-hmm. I don't think we ever should be cool enough for you to feel like you should tell me what happened on that bachelorette party.
Okay,
I don't give.
I'm about to marry you, but we shouldn't be cool enough to talk about it.
Bro, I don't give a damn if it's been 30 years we've been together. Do not tell me what you did on that bachelorette party.
Okay,
because it will be over.
It really?
It will be over. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what happens when it's like comes to opposite sex friends? Like if I'm with somebody, or you're shorty, right? The girl that you're with, her best friend's a dude, good looking dude. I mean, you're obviously you're heterosexual.
So I'm gonna let y'all go first. And then
wow.
Okay. Well,
I mean, I would have to know her. I'm not one to be like, you can't do this, you can't do that. Yep. But I would definitely have to know her because sometimes people's intentions aren't always where you think they should be.
Exactly. Like, I mean, I have a lot of guy friends, and if their girlfriends try to say, like, oh, you can't hang out with Taylor, girl, bye. I'm going to still hang out with them. I don't care. But, like, yeah, at the same time, like, I have guy friends that, like, they are just friends. But also, let me ask y'all this. Like, have you ever...
Oh, gosh.
Have you ever had a best friend, like, at some point in your life that you didn't hook up with? Because... Yeah. I'm going to just leave it at that. Cool. Have you ever had a best friend of the other opposite sex that you, you know,
yes, but didn't also, do something I've with? Also had a best friend that I have done something with, so I've been on both sides.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But.
I mean, have all of you had a close friend that you've done something with?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Y'all saying like your lie. Parents are about to whoop you, like you stare, like.
Yeah.
No, no, it's happening. Yeah. Like,
they know who they are.
It happens. But yes. Like, now this is a really interesting topic for guys, because a lot of guys will not admit this, but I'm gonna keep it real. Dudes will not befriend a female if they like they won't develop a really close relationship with them unless they feel that they would fuck them.
Okay.
Like if the opportunity arises, they would. Guys are really shallow in that way. Like we won't associate with females like on that level unless we are somewhat attracted to them in some way.
Okay.
Now that may be controversial and a lot of people gonna say bullshit, but it's true.
I get what you're saying. Like if we're gonna go be hanging out, I mean, I guess you gravitate towards people who are, you know, somewhat attractive to you. So yeah, you know, people be out drinking. Sometimes you just might slip one in, a kiss. You know, a dick, something. Oh. Actually get out of control one day.
I think that's true because it's someone that you know, someone that you're comfortable with. It's not someone that, like, you're not familiar with. So I definitely see that being the thing.
Yeah.
But what happens when it's not necessarily opposite sex, but go ahead, Wes. I feel like you're gonna hop off of something that we just talked about. I feel like you have something brewing.
I'll come back to it.
Why is it pressing? I feel like it's something that's going to be like...
So the opposite... Are we still on the opposite friends?
No, I feel like... Well, I mean, even when it comes to opposite friends, like, is physical touch something that's considered cheating? Like, at what point is it that it's no longer cheating? Like, is a hug cheating? Is a kiss cheating? Yep. Like, oh, it's my best friend, but, you know, I'm not attracted to her like that. She's
right.
She's like a sister.
Yep. So...
I would say this. Pay very close attention to how they interact. The hugs, how they talk to each other, how they look at each other, they mean things. So, like, you can tell what kind of relationship someone has with somebody by little subtle things. So, like, if you're in a relationship and you think that your significant other may be cheating with their best friend or whatever, be looking at that little stuff. Like
they hug a little too tight.
Yeah, what kind
of hugs they go for? Do they go for the side hug? Do they do the top hug?
I do the side hug, and people think I'm goofy for it. So that give me a real hug.
Give me a real hug.
Yeah. Well, now would you be okay with your significant other sleeping in the same bed, like cuddling with their friend. Yeah.
Why you gotta cuddle her? She need to get a blanket.
You better make her a pallet on the floor.
That's what
sleeping
I'm saying.
In the bed. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
You better make you a pallet.
Especially if we know how guys wake up, you know. They,
right. Yeah. They,
and that's what I'm saying. Like, no dude that has a friend that he would allow sleep in his bed. He would probably still fuck them. There are many girls that a guy will turn down if they're in their bed.
Okay.
So,
if you're sleeping in my bed. Because I don't let a lot of people in my bed. So, if you're in my bed, then...
Right.
If something happens, it might happen.
Right. So, if you don't let a lot of people in your bed, and you let your...
guy friend
your
or girlfriend,
best friend in your bed, you probably would fuck them if the opportunity came.
Okay.
Now, my follow-up question is, does that ruin a friendship?
What, hooking up
does
with...
Does sex ruin a friendship?
No.
I don't think so.
If you allow it to, it can. But yeah. I don't think it does.
Depends on, you know, where the feelings are.
Yeah.
Some people, I feel like, have friendships because they're friends because that's all they know they'll ever be. But they still... That doesn't mean that they don't like them. You know, have feelings for that other person. So if they have sex... And now they developed more feelings. Yeah, that's probably going to be hard watching them, you know, hang out with other people and stuff.
Yeah. I think it's situational. Mm-hmm. Depends on the people.
So do you think, kind of hopping back on the social media thing, do you think the idea of relationship goals has altered how people cheat? How people view cheating? What is relationship goals? Let's start there. What's a relationship goal? Is it Pinterest?
Right.
I mean,
yeah, I think all of us, we have this chat often, you know, a lot of those couples that are posting a lot of pictures out there usually have the most damage. So I don't know if they're just trying to like put on a front for somebody or they're just trying to convince themselves that the relationship is great. But I have seen a lot of those people in that relationship, you know, drift into other people. So
people only post what they want you to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And those relationships, they want you to know, oh, we went on vacation, we were in Hawaii, mm-hmm. we did this. Oh, we're pregnant. Like, but behind the door, it's like, what is it really?
To me, I don't consider that, like, relationship goals. Like, for me, relationship goals is, like the relationship outside of what people see. You know what I mean?
Mm.
You know, that's, like, a relationship goal.
Can we interact?
Like,
I don't have to worry about you going out and doing anything. Like, I'm comfortable.
Relationship goals where I can have full trust in anything that you do. Anything that we do, and we can grow together. Like, the social media fake stuff, like posting pictures all the time, like, I believe a lot of that stuff is fake. With how social media is today, like, everybody cares about what everybody else thinks.
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of people just get in relationships so they can post those kind of pictures.
That's
like,
true.
It's not even no real, like,
mm-hmm.
you know. Like
they just
love,
want it
like,
to look good.
Yeah.
They don't really care if they get cheated on. Or, they don't care about any of that. Cause
people are insecure
and they know
about
that it's going to end at some point.
Mm-hmm. You know? No, 100%. Yeah, I think it's, for me, whenever I'm in a relationship, it's very much like a mental, emotional, and not even necessarily physical, but I think my mental, emotional, and spiritual like health of that person is more important than what vacation we went on and how many pictures we posted.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm. can I trust you? Can I confide in you? Can I do those type of things?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I look for, you know.
So do you think people that are in relationships, like in our day and age, in our age group, our demographic, are jumping to marriage or having kids because they want that relationship goal?
Think,
we've been together for a year and a half, so I think we should take that next step and move in together, or we should take that next step and get engaged.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are just impatient. And that's why you see so many divorces, like, later on, just because you're not taking the time to really
get to know
people and get to you know, see people's true colors. Like, I think with people so afraid to be alone. Mm-hmm. And
I was just about to say
people are so afraid to be alone and understand themselves and love themselves first. But you can't love somebody else when you don't even, like, love yourself.
Right.
Right.
You can't pour from an empty cup.
Right.
I think it's just, like, you know, the way we grow up. It seems like that's, like, a must in life. Like, you have to be with someone. You got to get married. So it's, like, a lot of people will settle. And, like, for me, I'm not about to do that. I don't think any of us are like that. I'm gonna wait until I find that one. I'm not just gonna date just to date, just to take cute pics, not like go to a restaurant by myself. I will eat by myself. I will do whatever by myself. But I'm not about to fake nothing just to, you know, put on a little front for somebody, anybody.
Well, it's too much energy. Good question though, and this kind of get a little bit to our backgrounds, but like, what do you think has shaped your like thinking that way? Like, what in your life has made you think that way?
I think, I mean, like, just growing up, I mean, I'd see, like, my friends get in relationships. I'm like, dang, like, I need to be in a relationship. So, like, yeah, I'd start talking to guys. And then I realized, I'm like, what the heck? Like, can I see myself actually being with this person? Do I actually like them? Or do I just like spending time? So then those people just moved on to be friends. So it's like, you have your friends and you have your little significant others. But I think just, like, I've just learned over the last couple of years, honestly, that, like, honestly, to love myself and love all of that, so I'm not in a spot where I need to rely on anybody. I'm independent, so I see that I've made it this far by myself. I could go longer. I mean, I do want to find a match, but like, I don't need to, so I'm gonna just wait, see what comes out there.
I think for me, I mean, I've always had like a go-getter personality. I feel like, I think my pivoting point, and I know it's gonna sound cliche to you guys, but I think my heart transplant was kind of when I was like, yeah, what am I doing with my life? Like, life is so short, and I think I've, like, lived that and learned that the hard way, that life is short, so I'm not gonna settle for less. Like, I know what I want, so if you don't match those needs, then, like, you could just be a homie.
Right.
You know? If you're not comfortable being a homie, then keep it moving. You know? Yeah. Like, I don't have room in my life for people that are kind of, like, half-ass lovers, half-ass, oh, I mean, like, I like you a lot, but, like, I'm not ready to be in a relationship, or like, oh, I like you a lot, but I'm like still like kind of with it. Oh, no, bye. We're already done there. So I think that's kind of what's shaped me into like how I view relationships and like what I value in relationships.
Mm-hmm. Nah, for me, it's a lot of just like what I've witnessed throughout my life with like parents and things like that. You know, I just, from some of the examples that I have in my life, I know that it's stuff that I don't want, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't want multiple baby moms. I don't want to be married multiple times. So, like, I just want to take my time. And whether that means me being 35, finding someone, 40, then I'll do that. And I'll just continue to keep focusing on me and handling my business the way I should, you know. Because I look at it this way. What's meant to be will be. Mm-hmm. You know, God will put someone in my place. In my path when the time is right. So, you know, for me, it's just been a lot of, like, observing other people's situation and realizing that is what I don't want, you know.
Okay. So kind of piggybacking off of what you just said, like, what would you say would be some, like, red flags in a relationship or red flags before you get in a relationship? You know, that kind of covers everything we talked about, like the cheating thing, social media. Like, what's a red flag where you're kind of like, ooh, yeah, I'm going to dodge that bullet.
I mean, I guess I got a couple. I don't know.
When it comes to social media, for me, it's like, if I see, look, you can have as many friends that are girls as you want, but, like, when I'm seeing all types of comments, because, like Wes said, if you're commenting, you don't care. Mm-hmm. It's out in public, so you really don't care.
Yeah.
So if you're commenting hard eyes and stuff on other girls' pics, if you're, you know, following 85% women and the rest is men, like, I'm kind of like, where's your head at?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For me, it really depends. For social media specifically, like, if you're a female and you have an excessive amount of, like, thirst trap pictures.
What's a thirst trap picture? Because now you got me. You got me questioning my social media.
When you are, and when your intention is to get DMs and get people to comment on the picture, that is a thirst trap. When you've got an excessive amount of those. Now, I'm not saying one every once in a while is wrong, or you can do whatever you want. Uh-huh. Just don't expect dudes to treat you a certain way. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Do whatever you want.
Nah.
Do whatever you want. But I don't want to hear shit about, oh, guys always do me bogus. You portray yourself a certain way.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Okay. But
that's another topic for another day.
Right. An excessive amount of thirst trap pictures. That's a red flag, but it's not necessarily like the end all be all.
Okay.
I'm trying to think.
I guess.
What about in like social settings when you you introduced her to your boys, like, what would be, like, a red flag where you're like, oh, why did she do that? You might not be my girlfriend.
Like, a girl that doesn't know boundaries, like, especially with, like, friends, and it's, like, too flirty with friends, that's always a red flag. She might be for the streets.
I'd say even for me, like, being out, you know, you're talking to somebody, you happen to see them out, just how they interact with other people. Mm-hmm. That's how I usually can tell early on, or, you know, just basic effort. If I'm, I don't care. I'll text the guy first. I'll double text. I don't care about all that. It's more like if I'm making an effort to come see you and then, like, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that. And you're out with, like, your friend. I don't know. Like, no. Okay. We're going to keep it moving. Like, if you want to see me, you want to be with me, like, you will make time for me. Right. So, I think.
And, yeah, that's true. Like, anybody, like, I believe that, too. Like, mm-hmm. people who want to make time for things make time for them. Mm-hmm. So, nobody's ever too busy to not hit you back or.
Yeah.
Right. Everyone has 24 hours in a day. You decide how you want to use those 24 hours. Mm-hmm. I hate when people are like, oh my god, I was just so busy. I didn't know.
It's or let me know. You're on your phone. I see you posting Snapchats. Let me know. You could take a quick text to tell me, hey, I'm busy all day. Like, or I don't want to talk. That's fine. We don't gotta text all day. I'm not one of those. I don't need to talk to you all day. See you all day. Yeah. Just let me know. Let's at least plan to hang out like once a week. I don't know. Obviously, I want more than that, but we don't.
True. So, I mean, kind of in the realm of social media, relationships, dating, you know, even to the point of, like, where you're almost getting married to somebody, what's kind of the point of no return?
Definitely physical. If you're, you know, oral.
Oral?
Sexual. I don't know. Like, you go, like, okay. We didn't have sex, but you're, you know, you performed an oral act on somebody. And that is still cheating in my mind. That's crossing the line for me. I don't know. If, like, I don't want to hear, no, I was thinking about you the whole time, Goofy. You didn't think about me enough to stop.
Right.
True.
So,
true.
The point of no return, this brings me back to another red flag. I'm going to answer the red flag quick, and then I'm going to get to that part. Another red flag is when, especially for me, like, talking to a girl, if the girl has, like, knows everybody I know and, like, they know something about her, that's a red flag. Like, if the girl has been with every, like,
homie hopper.
If she knows, like, every single person I'm, like, acquaintances with, or, like, that's, like, damn, like, nah, like, you're not.
Did I just wipe the thought?
Yeah, and that's another thing. That's a dude's biggest fear is being a dude that's wiped the thought.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You're not about to be at my wedding over here being in the wedding I done slept with. No, we ain't coming like that. No,
yeah. That's not cool. But back to the point of no return.
Yeah.
Point of no return for me is it's any time the trust is lost. Like, especially if you lie to me. Like, because I'm so petty. Like, I'll ask you the question I already know the answer to.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute you don't either admit, matter of fact, it might have even been lost before then because you didn't tell me yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had to find out from someone else. So that's the point of no return for me. So, like, if something ever does occur in that way, like, yeah, it's done.
No, for sure. I think even, like, emotional, physical, whatever it might be, like, if you have intents, if I see that you have intents to cheat or intents to be with somebody else, like, like, if you, I never ask, and same thing with Wes, like, I don't ask questions I don't know the answer to. So if I ask you a question and I can already see that you're lying, like, I'm good. Like, we can just be friends, you know, or we can be somebody that, like, we go out and I socially, like, interact with you, but I'm not gonna, like,
say hi and keep fuck your friends.
Oh! Okay.
Oops. That's funny. Yeah. If you hurt me, I'm petty too. I might do some shit like that too.
Right.
What's the pettiest thing you ever done?
No.
That's a topic for another day. She said,
the pettiest thing. I'd have to really look through my petty.
She said,
I'm trying to think of which one.
All right, man. Well, that's the end of the podcast.
Right, that's a wrap. Make sure to tune in every Wednesday at 2 p.m. We do post new stuff. We keep it fresh. We are available on all platforms. We'll make sure to link that somewhere, put that on the screen for you somewhere on here. Again, it's B.
You got anything you want them to check out, like any channels?
Make sure to check out my personal YouTube channel. I'll link all of our stuff down below. I also am an influencer on Instagram. I'll link that down below.
Again, I'm Wes Dayton, you know, former athlete, music artist now. Check out Relationship Goals on SoundCloud. We'll have YouTube stuff up soon, so go check that out.
Yeah, and to tune it off, I am Taylor, TJ as I go by. Also former athlete, current sales rep now. And like we always say, in no way are we, you know, we're not therapists. We're not qualified to be, you know, helping, you know, giving you advice in your relationships.
Yeah, we're not Dr. Phil. We're not qualified to be handling your problems.
Yep.
We're just here to talk about it.
Yep.